Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From the Blogulator.com.
This is Blogulator Radio,
skewering and fawning over all things television for the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network. My name's Chris.
I'm Bridget.
I'm Qualler.
We got some special guests joining us this evening. They are
Jerksica.
Timothy.
You might remember Jerksica, my wife, from previous episodes talking about The Good Wife and what else have we talked about?
I don't know, other things.
Reality shows.
Over it. Yeah.
So yeah, over it.
This is actually the first episode where we had both couples together.
I know, yeah. This is weird because I've never actually met... I'm sorry, is it Jessica?
Who are you?
Jerksica?
What's your name? What do you do? Who are you?
And why are you in my home?
You're nothing like I pictured.
And Timothy, you're brand new to Blogulator Radio.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for having me. Okay. Sorry I can't be part of a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Fifth wheel.
You can't see it, but we're making him sit on a tall stool with a cap that says Dunce.
It's very humiliating.
I hate single people.
But tonight we're talking about the Emmys, and there were so many hot single people there. So
that was
there you go. Good segue.
Segue, yeah. Making shit we say relevant.
So we just had a big Emmys party here at the Jerksica and Chris household.
It was huge.
It was huge.
It was us.
Who was here? Demi Moore stopped by. The gift baskets included that stuff that you have instead of getting like plastic surgery or Botox. No. The face stuff that's so good that it was given away in Emmy's baskets.
Anti-wrinkle cream?
What? Yeah. Never mind.
And confetti guns.
Stuff where you can wear confetti the spaghetti
guns.
Strap.
So many confetti
dress
guns.
That looks, makes you look
and
really
And I got a
pretty.
Pair of spats.
Yeah.
Two in my gift basket.
What's a spats?
It's the fat reducing.
Oh, Spanx.
Spanx.
Oh, that's
spats. They're now called spats.
Spats are what I have with Qualler.
Aren't spats actually like what goes over your shoe? What is a spat?
A spats?
A spats?
I have no idea.
Spatzel is a
delicious
noodle.
Yeah.
Oh, a spat is like a fight.
No, it's a noun as well.
That is a noun.
Right, that is
a noun. I study language.
Emmys.
Okay.
Huge party. It was just crazy.
It was raucous.
Who's the celebrity who throws
Carrot Top?
Charlie Sheen.
Rip Taylor.
Thank you. It was Rip Taylor. It was actually was the correct answer to that question.
I
who's
did not
the celebrity
care for
that?
Rest in peace.
Rip Taylor.
Rest in peace, Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor.
Respect.
Yeah. You don't care for Rip Taylor?
Well, his ghost tonight was really out of control. I mean,
yeah,
he just
showed
up. Yeah,
he was drinking a little too much.
It wasn't. He's.
I have no idea who you guys are talking
unruly.
About.
Unruly.
Big muscle. He has a big muscle.
Rip no, not Rip Torn. Rip Taylor.
Rip.
Who's Rip? There's another celebrity named Rip?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there are a lot.
Have you not seen Wayne's World 2?
Yes, of course I have.
All right.
Did I grow up in the 90s?
Listeners, do you know who Rip Taylor... Rip,
yeah!
You wanna,
crickets.
Call-in? Is this a call-in?
It's not a call-in.
Are we live?
So what'd you guys think about the Emmys?
Oh. You know what? Better than I thought. I have to admit, I was really... I wanted to cancel on you guys last minute. Qualler kind of dragged me over here.
Thank you,
yet
Qualler.
Again.
You're welcome.
Because I was like, I don't, you know, I'm tired and I got shit
tired.
To do and I don't really care for them.
Television.
It was alternately
right.
funny and awards showy, not poignant. There
okay,
was no
I cried
point
two
I got
times.
Point.
Well, there was point you got poignant?
There were two poignant
there
acceptance
two poignant
speeches.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Better, which was more than the Oscars
but,
have ever
true.
Had for me.
Well, true. I think this is... we don't usually have Emmys parties. We have Oscars parties.
Uh-huh.
We even kind of embarrassingly have Golden Globe parties.
Mm-hmm.
But
why do we do that?
We're not sharing that with them.
Well, I think the past couple of Golden Globes with Ricky Gervais hosting have
sure. No, I mean, they're
awesome.
Fun. Yeah.
Fun award
right.
shows.
But why not
the
Emmys?
Emmys have never been fun until
yeah.
last night. Or what? No, this is tonight.
Tonight.
This
yeah.
isn't last
there
night.
Was one
it feels
non-funny
like last night.
Thing.
Uh-huh.
The quartet. Can someone explain to that?
Oh, the
it's
Emmy Tone?
I don't understand.
The quartet. That
no. That was lovely.
That's,
you can't you
oh.
can't dog the Emma Moran no matter how bad it is.
That was bad.
You're talking about the motif
Joe
with Joel McHale and Zachary
Emmy
Levi.
Tones.
Emmy Tones. That's
yes.
it. Can someone
Emmy
explain
Tones.
That to me?
Well, there's
I
a
think
group
it was
of...
it was probably a better idea on paper than it was in execution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could kind of see that.
Yes.
Right.
And then they couldn't abandon it because
because it had
time.
Already started.
Well,
right.
Joel McHale
it.
Had already learned all the choreography,
right.
so he would have been
right.
upset.
So for
right.
those of you who did not tune into the Emmys because
why are you listening to this then?
Well, yeah.
Right. If you're a TV nerd, you probably at least
flipped by.
Yeah, the Emmys are an awards show for television.
What is this, television?
It's not the daytime Emmys.
Yeah. I call it TV. I don't call it TV because television...
Yeah. I think we should talk about Jane Lynch because she did a great job.
Yeah. And I loved the gay agenda bit where she took out the pad of paper and then showed her agenda as in things she was going to do that day.
And they were all gay things.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Like driving a truck, I think, was one of them.
Right.
Getting the oil changed.
Spinning with Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Good time. Who's hosted in the past? Conan did once, correct?
Yeah.
I can't remember any past Emmys awards shows ever.
Looking it up.
I can't. Fact checker? Do we have a fact checker?
And I watch them every year.
Where are you?
Like, it's the next day, they're gone from my memory.
Yeah.
Like, a good award show.
I think we can agree that probably, like, the turning point this evening where we finally said, okay, this is a fun award show, was the Lonely Island musical performance.
I thought it was already fun, but I thought that put it over the top. Yeah,
I was definitely having fun until the movie and miniseries section of awards came.
Snooze
and then it was like, oh, this is actually an awards show. We're supposed to be boring.
Right. But which is ironic because it's the first year that they combined the TV movie and miniseries categories.
I don't understand why TV movies exist, to be totally honest with you, because unless it's Lifetime, right? Because that has a special place in all of our hearts.
Right.
No. I will defend the TV movie. Have you seen Wit? Angels in the... that was a miniseries.
But my point is that those should be... That's what movie theaters are for. Like,
I get it.
That... it's for... I mean, how lazy in the age of Netflix...
How lazy are you?
It's so HBO can get Emmys. But they didn't win any Emmys from their
awards.
Except
for
Guy Pearce.
I think it's interesting that we're kind of going along with that whole, you know, false distinction of what the movies can do and what TV can do, and we just said that we have a huge Oscars party every year, but we never watch the Emmys together. So even though we're a TV podcast, we're obviously privileging movies over television. So I think that I don't know.
You feel really strong.
I feel really strongly that
you were bored during that part of the award show.
Well, only because of the British stuff. It had nothing to do with the fact that they were TV movies.
Wow.
I do want to see
upstairs, downstairs. Qualler pointed out that I should love British stuff because I'm a girl. So that was
My wife made me watch Little Women.
That's American.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Colin Firth.
Clothes, same thing.
Okay. Colin
Firth is not an American Little Women. What's wrong with you?
No, yeah.
What
is wrong with you?
The BBC.
That's Pride and Prejudice.
What is wrong with you?
Little Women.
What's the difference?
One is a Alcott novel and one is a Jane Austen novel.
Whatever. You know what I meant.
They're like 100 years apart.
Let's say 100.
I don't know if that's coming out.
They both still have old clothes, right?
When was Jane Austen writing?
In the 1700s?
Oh, she's that old?
Dang! Her and the ghost of Rip Torn, they hang out.
Rip Taylor. Is Rip Torn dead?
They're both dead.
Rip Torn
did just die, didn't he?
Yes.
Kidding?
I think he auto-asphyxiated.
No, that was David Carradine.
Oh, I get those two mixed up all the time.
Or was it Keith Carradine?
David.
Okay.
David.
I just get all the auto-erotic asphyxiation deaths.
There's so many.
Oh, my God. We're still a buzz with the excitement.
But that wasn't substantiated. Oh,
okay. The fact checker has information.
Okay, so we're going to look back at who has hosted in the past.
Okay, last year, Jimmy Fallon.
Really?
The year before, Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, that was a good one.
He hosts everything.
He's a showman.
Right.
He's
good at the Tonys.
And this one, I remember this being a particular train wreck. Tom Bergeron, Heidi Klum, Howie Mandel,
oh my God,
and
it was
Ryan Seacrest
all the
together.
All the celebrities you could think of together.
All the reality show hosts.
That really happened?
That was terrible.
Awful.
Yeah.
And
they like tried to take turns saying things.
Yeah.
I think that's why they got
it. Was America on like a collective cocaine high? Like, how did that even
What year was that?
That was 2007-2008.
Yeah. We were.
That was the darkest year.
Well, yeah, that was
the
states Wall Street
coke.
Yeah.
Not to. They didn't go to
those
hell.
Those are dark days.
Yeah.
Dark
those
days.
Are dark days.
Oh gosh, so dark.
We can all agree that the Emmys have improved greatly since then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, can I just say that the Glee kind of colorscape of the Emmys really bothered me, and it was. We're trying to be young and hip. It's usually a little subdued.
Has it always been on Fox?
It actually cycles between the four networks every 4 years.
I was wondering about that.
Interesting.
I didn't know that.
I don't even know if it was necessarily like a Glee sheen to it. It was just like Fox. You could tell everywhere.
Okay.
And where is Glee?
Right, exactly.
So, it's interesting that you think Glee is young and hip.
I don't watch it either
because it's boring.
My teenage students don't watch it. They really? Make fun
my,
of it.
My 18-year-olds.
Glee is for
you have different
moms.
Types of 18.
I have different 18-year-olds.
You got different demographics.
That's very true. But I think Jane Lynch did a really good job.
I think she did an excellent job.
She wasn't even necessarily like outwardly hilarious, but I don't think that's what a host's job is to be.
Right. Unless you're Ricky Gervais.
Right. Where you're just making fun of everything.
Yeah.
But she did a really good job at like...
He did show up.
He did show up, and that was a hilarious bit.
Her Katie Holmes joke was funny.
What was her Katie Holmes joke?
The way in the beginning where she... I'm a bad read joke teller, but I'm going to do it. Uh-huh. She was like, I'd love to make fun of Katie Holmes, but I'm afraid of Tom Cruise.
Not very funny.
It's so much funnier when Jane Lynch says it because her face does things.
But she's got a really good personality where it's like she can be very kind of classy and sincere, but also be very sarcastic.
Right.
I think
focused and pointed.
Mm-hmm. You know what I loved the whole shtick around the best or like leading actress in a comedy series.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was pretty funny. Like the fake beauty pageant, they all ran up on stage.
Yeah,
that
The only thing, like, I thought Amy Poehler really rushed the stage, like, on spur of the moment.
I thought it was real for first.
I was for a split second. And then when they brought the crown and the flowers, that was like, no, it's not.
Oh, funny. I liked it. I thought it was funny.
It was still cute.
It's a nice gesture.
But it would have been nice if Amy Poehler had just decided to do it because she's awesome.
Right.
We can say maybe it was her suggestion. Maybe it was her idea.
I'm going to give it to her.
Yeah, let's say Amy Poehler came up with that bit. I think it's interesting that we spent a lot of time gushing over how much we all love Jane Lynch. But we all
hate Glee.
Hate Glee almost in equal.
Yeah.
Right.
I hate it a little bit more, I think, than everyone else here.
But I really like Jane Lynch. I hate Glee. I don't like Sue Sylvester, and so I.
Yes, not a funny character for her.
But I mean, Jane Lynch in the Christopher Guest movies, in Party Down.
Party Down.
There's a show.
She is a really
so sad
good
and IRL.
Celebrity.
She's really funny.
IRL besties.
I mean, in real life.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's funny as an IRL person.
Yeah.
I apologize. This is embarrassing for all of us.
I think it's interesting because I mean we'll talk about Friday Night Lights in a second, and it was huge that.
Thank you.
You're not allowed to gurn about it if you've never seen it.
That was season two. Happened to drop in on, and that. We agreed didn't exist.
It's about football and Americana, and I'm sorry.
You're not allowed to say. You're not allowed to.
Down with Americana.
Americana.
Oh my you're God. Not allowed. It's you can't define something without having seen it.
Okay, am I wrong on any of those two descriptions?
Yeah, actually,
it's not about football and Americana.
No, not really.
Oh, bull.
It's about so much more.
You can swear.
More.
Okay. Maybe
but
more.
Inclusive
thank
of
you.
Those
okay.
two
okay.
elements.
Okay.
No, because
no.
it's not.
Oh, you're
no.
lying. You're lying because you want to prove me wrong.
It's not about. I wouldn't say it's about. Americana at all. I don't know Americana how that
what
fits
is,
into
define
it.
Americana.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a call real quick.
Yeah, Americana is one of those catch-all terms that people I feel like use to
I
try
can't
to
remember the last time I heard someone even talk about
no,
Americana.
You open a newspaper every Americana this, Americana that.
No. It is quintessential.
What a scoop, Americana.
No, I think that those are legitimate concerns not having seen an episode of Friday Night Lights, and that's how I felt about it before I started watching it, but it's a good show.
Okay.
It's one of the best shows I've seen in years, and everyone with the exception of Jerksica, who I've ever told to watch it, has fallen in love with it. And this is across the spectrum of people with different tastes, and I think Jerksica, if you gave it a chance...
I gave it a chance.
I don't think watching
two,
an
though.
Episode in season two gives it a chance. Okay. It's really good.
When we think of Louis... Mm-hmm. In Friday Night Lights, because you know how much I love Louie. Louie is cute.
I mean, they're very different. They're very
awesome.
Different, but I, in terms of how much I liked them and looked forward to watching them, equal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Here's what I was going to originally say, is that while we were very happy about the Friday Night Lights I think it's notable that we all really enjoyed the Emmys, even though some of our favorite shows got shut out, like Louie, like Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Modern Family did a sweep, and while we all enjoy that show, I think we probably wished that there were some Parks and Rec and love and.
Is there something to be said for like those shows not winning though? Like, is there a part of our brain that's
they get
like,
to stay the underdog?
That's right. They just don't get it. They don't get how funny they are.
Yeah,
you know.
I want them to win.
No, I think that's. I think Jerksica has a good point. I also think it's interesting. I never thought of my enjoyment of an awards show in terms of whether or not the people I wanted to win win.
Mm-hmm.
In that in that case, it's very different for me than like competitive reality shows or like a sporting event, like a football match, for example. Or Real Housewives.
When last time we did our Emmy nominations episode, Qualler made a good point in saying that for people like me who don't enjoy sports, like the award shows are kind of like our version of sports, where it's like I get really psyched. And so, for instance, the Oscars, I enjoyed actually the kind of semi-train wreck of James Franco and Anne Hathaway, but I just had a horrible taste in my mouth when The King's Speech won over The Social Network.
One of my coworkers actually asked, was betting on the Oscars online and asked Chris to handicap his bets.
Didn't work out too well for him.
I agree with that analogy. There's nerd sports. I think we should talk about acceptance speeches because I think there were some really good acceptance speeches tonight.
We found out Peter Dinklage has a dog named Kevin, which is just like
amazing.
Greatest facts about Peter Dinklage ever.
I really enjoyed what's the actress from Justified?
Margo Martindale.
That was amazing.
Okay, that was the poignant moment we can all point to. That was beautiful.
She was so excited she couldn't even get up the stairs. And then
Bryan Cranston, right?
No. Modern Family and
The dad from Modern Family.
Yes.
Ty Burrell?
No.
Who are you?
Ed Helms. Ed Harris.
Ed Harris?
No.
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill was like chivalrous dude in the front row, like ran up to like.
Oh, that's who
and then you know who actually
you should have said Al Bundy.
Al Bundy, right? Who actually ended up helping her up the stairs was none other than Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Mr. Moore. You gotta love the Kutch.
But her acceptance speech was just
It was beautiful. It was so she was so sincere,
genuine,
and heartfelt. And when they showed her husband in the audience, I mean, he was like
tearing up.
And then I started tearing up. It was a beautiful
moment.
And
if you're Oscar watchers, when Hilary Swank won, Chad Lowe was just a wreck. For those of you who remember that, it was not a pretty cry. This woman's husband was very composed, very happy. Yeah. It was very earnest.
I hope they go home and have lots of good like Emmy sex, right?
Gosh.
Like,
well, I want that for them like, so bad.
Yeah, right.
There was something about them just looking. They both look like real people.
Yeah, they're totally ordinary.
It's not
and
Hilary
I love that.
Swank and
Chad.
Yeah. I mean,
they've broken up since.
Right, but I'm saying they're not. These are not like the like beautiful people putting on a show.
And she's like an older actress who's been probably, I mean, a career actress her whole career, and this just happened to be a great part for her.
At
the right time. And, you know, there's got to be
Taylor would
some,
have a few things to say.
Yeah. There's got to be some good feelings about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard an interview with her on NPR and...
I heard that too. Yeah.
With Terry Gross.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And she just, like, very in passing talks about how she's fat. And Terry Gross is like, so you just called yourself fat.
God, I hate Terry Gross.
She can be obnoxious.
She's horrible.
Oh my God, am I the sole outlier who loves Terry Gross?
I appreciate
it. I love her, but
I think she's a good
one. She would ask really intrusive questions, and then like at one point was like, so what was your body like when you were young? Did you hear it? Like,
yeah,
that whole part, like, were you skinny when you were... Like, it was so weird.
She's really strange. She goes off on weird tangents.
She makes for an entertaining interview, but she's a very strange person. I don't enjoy
her.
Her
interview with...
Timothy Oliphant
was like she was a 12-year-old
pretty
girl.
Pretty much her just like
interviewing the most handsome boy in school.
So Timothy,
so what did you?
How are you so handsome?
Oh, your eyes! I can't.
Your eyes.
She didn't actually say any of those things, but there's a lot of giggling,
right?
Yeah, a lot of losing her place.
Yeah.
A lot of
can
awkward.
You blame her? Can you blame her?
Lose their
no,
place.
But I'm not.
You've ever seen Timothy Oliphant?
His eyes are
especially in radio when you're just in a room alone with that person.
Yeah, and you're usually naked too.
Right.
To put them at ease.
Right.
We are right now. That's what
we're all.
That's what radio's about.
Yeah.
That's
actually watch the Emmys with no clothes on.
Yeah.
Right.
Except my socks, because I never take my socks off.
No. That's just gross.
Even
that's
when
gross.
I shower.
We want to feel as vulnerable as the nominees.
Right.
That's really
to try to get the most authentic experience.
Right.
We strive for authenticity.
Yeah.
Who else had a good acceptance speech? I feel like...
Kate Winslet.
She was... Even though she, like, wins everything all the time, it was... It still caught my attention that she was...
She was making a joke.
You think so?
Oh, I'm so excited! No, I'm kidding. I think she was
plus
great.
Plus, she was hot.
She's
she
so
looked
hot.
Beautiful.
I thought you said she had an ugly face.
She did.
She looked beautiful. What? I don't find her to be an attractive person generally. Like, I don't think she's hot.
She
I don't
looks
understand.
Beautiful,
I
but you. While she was talking, you said she has an ugly face.
No,
literally.
You said what is not hot about her, or what
her
is
face.
Not like perfect about her?
You
and
said
I said her face.
You said her face.
I agree.
I agree.
What do you mean you agree? You're the only one making this point.
No, I say I Jessica, agree that I said
Jessica
that.
Jessica is referring back to something she said earlier in the evening and agreeing with it. It's kind of like when authors quote themselves.
Well, Bridget
I do that
knows,
all the time.
Bridget knows that I often don't agree with things that I've previously
said. That's true.
Said,
that's
so
true.
The fact that I'm in concurrence with myself is pretty good.
I also thought Kate Winslet was stunning. The
yeah,
dress
she did
fit her well.
She's beautiful.
Unlike the Chesak.
Yes,
dress.
There was
the denim.
Was there was
denim
a writer
denim?
On.
The writer is so are, unfortunate.
I know, but it's hard to talk about the writers because they're trying their best.
She won though. She has an Emmy. How many Emmys do we
true.
Have?
Are we
going
to get a little fashiony now? Should we talk about other?
Well, let's go. Let's keep with acceptance speeches.
We're happy
are there
about
other...
Friday Night Lights sort
yeah.
of went in big.
I thought he had a good
expectancy.
I think
that's okay. Sort of.
I think actually,
Coach Taylor won for Best Actor, mm-hmm. and I thought his speech was really good.
I thought his speech was really good, and I thought it was kind of Coach Taylor-esque, but I thought even better was the guy who writes Coach Taylor speeches,
yeah.
Jason Kadams. I thought, especially for a writer, I think maybe it's because we're such nerds about the show, but
his speech was very,
especially because it was for the last episode of the show that
mm-hmm.
he finally like
always
got through to the end.
And when they played the
gave
music
Austin,
when he
Texas
was walking
shout
up
out
there,
yeah,
yeah, Austin,
he ended
Texas.
His speech with effing. Clear eyes, full hearts can't lose. You can't.
Yeah.
That's far and away the best successful speech.
Even though Timothy misheard it as Parker Lewis can't lose.
I thought he was referencing Parker Lewis. I was
that
like,
should
that
be
made
a t-shirt.
Me excited.
Should that not be a t-shirt?
Parker Lewis can't
Parker
lose.
Lewis can't lose.
Oh, I'm
I want
sure.
to be on a
somewhere.
Team that's called that.
In some thrift store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. any other acceptance speeches?
Think.
What was a bad one?
The writer
Scorsese was like not. Cool.
Oh, he wasn't into it.
Yeah,
he was bored.
Phoning it.
He legendary director,
the writer
winning for director.
Yeah, the writer for Downton Abbey was very articulate and
right.
wonderful.
He's like 70 years old and he knows exactly every
yeah.
word he's gonna say.
Are you saying that just because he's British?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably.
I'm
something phobe.
It's an Anglophobe.
Whatever.
It was a compliment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
like, not offensive. It's like when you say Asian people are good at math. It's a good thing. You're
right.
Welcome.
Okay.
Or, like, it's not sexist
or,
when people, like, make fun of Sarah Palin for being
all?
Hot.
Oh, my God.
Because she's hot, right? Like, that's a compliment.
I'm sorry. Actually, we're being the xenophobes because we assumed it was because he was British.
Right.
While we're making
I just
good
like,
also
I just,
screenwriter,
we're talking
so
about
yeah, yeah.
speeches, and I thought he delivered a good speech.
Right, and now I was.
Oh my God.
And now I would like to watch Downton Abbey on Netflix, which actually is our sponsor.
Yes.
Oh, Netflix, yeah.
They certainly are.
I love Netflix.
Unlimited free streaming of television shows and
actually,
movies.
I love Netflix.
Via Netflix.com. Mm. If you want to get a free trial courtesy of Blogulator Radio and Fancy Pants Gangsters Network, go to bit.ly/blogflix and support us in the meantime.
Yeah. I like Netflix because I can watch both movies and TV movies,
right.
and I do think TV movies have their place. And I'd like to explain more why I think that.
But
I like the TV
but on
movies.
The TV too. I've seen a lot of
I,
love
I really
TV
love
movies.
Miniseries, actually.
Miniseries
I do enjoy
are great.
Miniseries.
Yes, miniseries are sort of the happy child.
I think the reason
film
that TV,
television.
I think especially in this age where television is becoming so much more respected, especially in like
mm-hmm.
the serial dramas that are high class, like Mad Men.
Right.
TV movies are getting marginalized because it's just like, bam, a one shot. Like it's almost just like you get one episode, and you don't get this sense of this overarching large ensemble cast like you do with something huge like Mad Men or Breaking
mm-hmm.
Bad.
True.
So, I mean, I think it's kind of a lose-lose, and I think that's probably another reason why that section feels overly long, because we don't have that much connection to those
true.
Those movies and miniseries, whereas
yeah.
we do
that's
with the shows that we follow
that's
year
true.
After year.
I also think they could have divided it up into more than one section.
Mm-hmm. Well, they used to.
Yeah,
right.
I think this was a bad move.
I think if they elevated the miniseries, then we wouldn't have things come on television like The Killing. And then, like, get renewed and be a show.
The yeah. Killing, the first two episodes, and then I fell asleep. But those first two episodes were really good.
And there's still a couple like standalone episodes throughout the rest of that first season that are still I think very mm-hmm. good. It's
and that
just
was
the
nominated
over...
for
direction.
Yeah. direction.
Did it win
writing.
Anything?
And writing.
Didn't win.
No.
Jack
I already
shit.
Forgot.
Yeah.
Who won for direction? Was that
Scorsese?
That's
yeah,
right.
Of course.
That should have and they
it's
didn't weren't
fair.
Even nominated. That was actually my most angry moment of the night in terms of upsets or someone winning when someone else should have won. Friday Night Lights was not even nominated for direction, yeah. And that was
especially when they gave the writing award to that finale.
For sure.
Yeah,
that, I mean, for TV, talk
direction
about,
is one of the most notable things of the show.
Yeah. Right, the yeah. cinema verite style that yeah. somehow like you don't even notice, but at times it's so breathtakingly beautiful that
yeah.
you wonder how it's all done on just like handy cams.
Given that, and I know it's about football and action and whatnot,
but it's not to go really back, about.
I know it's yeah. not really about. I get it. I'm convinced. I'm going to watch the show.
It is a little bit about
it's a little
one
bit
of the things, like
Americana.
And Americana.
Americana makes me think everyone's walking around in like yeah. stovepipe hats
right.
and like
no,
going
that's backwards. That Americana. What? That's backwards, not Americana.
Backwards.
That's John Americana. Zusa.
Right. No, that's Americana. Yeah,
that's what I was doing.
No, well, I like the direction of Louis. Okay. As much as y'all, I'm gonna look
back
for, I'm gonna bring it back
we
as much as I can.
Preaching to the
as
choir.
Much yeah. as right. you love Friday Night Lights,
mm-hmm.
Louis.
No, oh, and I think I like Louis. As, yeah, Louis and Louis C.K. does. He writes it. He directs it. He edits
it. Produces mm-hmm. it. I think he stars.
And what was he nominated for? Acting.
Acting.
No. Acting and writing.
And writing.
Actually, both wasn't he nominated yeah. for supporting actor in a comedy?
No, lead actor.
Of course. Got you, Waller.
You got me.
Timothy.
That was
the
funny.
The lead actor is sarcasm.
There were a lot. There were a lot of funny quick cuts, like during people when they
yes.
announce when people
uh-huh.
wins, and one of them was when Louis like is laughing, and his ex-wife, who also plays a friend of his on the show, tries to like fake console him over
yes,
not
yes,
winning.
Wait, who's his ex-wife good. Who plays a friend of his on the show?
What's her name on the show?
Pamela?
Oh my
is
god,
his
that's his ex. That episode just became better to me. Oh my god.
He was married to that?
Fact-checker.
To her? She's
okay.
beautiful.
It's either,
I know that's oh, what
okay.
I'm saying.
It's either his real ex-wife or it's the ex-wife from his previous show.
Oh
yeah. That's an important
Chris.
Thing.
I'm fact checking.
Oh my god, that episode where
you just made
talking.
A liar of us.
Paulie's checking on it.
I'm checking.
Some other quick shots.
Other quick shots.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon just like grumbling in his seat with
and slow clapping.
And slow clapping too.
Or was that actually on slow mo?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
When Jon Stewart won for the umpteenth time. Here's the downside to the Emmys for getting so attached to these shows that we watch year after year. That also means that if it's a show that we lose interest in and it keeps winning year after year, then it's that much more obnoxious.
Yeah.
Mad Men.
Like, even Mad Men.
I love Mad Men.
I have not. Okay, I haven't actually lost interest in Mad Men, but I'm ready for someone else to get it.
Right. I'm totally okay with them winning. It was a wonderful season, as always, but I wish Friday Night
you know
what,
though? I've already, like, kind of forgotten this season.
Well, because it was on so long ago, though.
It's also.
Like, I honestly think it probably was, to be fair, probably the best season of a TV show of all the shows that were nominated.
Fair enough.
But they shouldn't even call it a season the way they produce Mad Men. It should be like...
How do you mean?
13 episodes?
Well, no, because it's like, it's a season to me implies that it's like an annual, like, you're going to see it on an annual basis.
Oh, because it's, you never know
what
the staggered
like,
intervals
yeah,
are going to be.
The staggered
well,
and like,
I mean,
long
that's
hiatus.
Just cable.
Yeah, that's
production
the,
schedules.
I think
schedules.
I love Mad Men, the plot, the characters. John Hamm, kind of his face trumps. It's like that's what I think about when I think
he's
about.
He's still John
yeah.
Hamm.
And, John Hamm and Christina Hendricks. They're going to win all the awards.
Boobies.
But even though neither of them have won any.
Bone.
No, right.
Yeah.
No, none of them have
won.
Bone.
We
for
came
John.
Up with a really cool new street slang tonight.
Street
and you guys should spread it around with your
right.
friends. So whenever you see someone who's particularly hot, you put your arms up in the air as if to signify touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And you just say, bone.
Yeah.
And if someone is not very good looking, you call them a bone breaker.
did you just make that
Jerksica
up?
Jerksica came up with that.
Did.
Bone breaker?
Yeah.
That sounds painful.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, that's
as it is to see someone who's hot and not hot.
Oh my God.
I don't know if that's necessarily painful.
Especially on television.
I don't think
it's a certain kind
breaker.
Of pain when you see an ugly person.
No, nobody wants a bone breaker, but they happen.
They do?
They
do, they
I've
woman?
Never experienced
tell us about this phenomena.
Bone okay. breaker.
Anyways, did you find?
Yeah, it's not his wife.
Was she on the show?
She was on the show Lucky Louie.
Lucky Louie,
okay.
That's the one. Okay.
But she was on that show with him.
Gotcha.
But
okay. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding.
No, yeah.
I'm sorry
Alex
too.
Bailey was his ex-wife.
Okay.
What does she look like?
Painter.
Painter.
She looks like a painter.
She looks
so like
painter.
Eldon from Murphy Brown.
Oh,
good
wow.
reference.
I haven't thought about that in a while.
All right. You made a good first impression on Plug It Radio.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Overall, I think the Emmys were far success than usual.
I give it a B.
Yeah.
I'd give it a B+.
I'd give it like an A- in terms of just enjoyment.
Yeah. It was good
times. Enjoyed it a lot more than most award shows. B-. But I don't really like award shows.
Yeah, tough grader.
Wow. Yeah. B- is basically failing.
I don't really like award shows either. But I'm going to stick
with
A-.
I do, but I okay, let me qualify that. I love watching them because I like to watch them, and I love award show parties. But then watching them, I'm like, oh yeah, this is not good.
Right.
But there were a lot of really good parts.
Like the Golden Globes, they let people drink. It's like you get some entertaining, like... You know,
I feel like it's compulsory as a pop culture nerd to watch them,
right.
And so we try to make it something good by inviting as many people as possible, making as much good food as possible.
Yes,
and the food was good,
and that makes it worthwhile. Yes,
fishing,
excellent, excellent case of dip.
Oh, speaking of obnoxious phrases, not that you were being obnoxious with the fishing. Charlie Sheen.
Yo,
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
On the Emmys. Oh my god.
How could we not have talked?
Sorry for the distortion, listeners.
Sorry, I was just getting excited.
Charlie Sheen did it. How did we forget to talk about Charlie Sheen?
I kept trying to almost bring it up. But yeah, that was...
Oh,
I'm sorry, I forgot. No, I was really offended by his presence, and
yeah, you're like viscerally
angry.
Well,
I don't think anything he said was genuine at all.
No.
I think it was all a bunch of bullshit. And he's trying to,
I don't know what he's trying to do.
He needs to go on rehab.
The thing is,
he's not genuine.
He's not yet a parody of himself because people still feel sad for him.
I don't feel sad for
scared.
Him.
I'm
scared.
I think
I'm
he's
mad
just
at him.
A wreck. And so,
I don't know if I've ever had an opinion about the man, to be honest. I really don't care.
Well, good. That's the right opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the more interesting
you're
thing
so
about
callous.
This.
Yeah. So we call it
well,
Callous Cruz.
Everybody dies.
I'm the one who, well, the in memoriam thing was going on, I was tweeting and said, everybody dies.
Yeah, that was a little
Are we still
rough.
Talking about Charlie Sheen, or can
Sorry.
We talk about that in memoriam thing?
I didn't really.
I wanted to say one more thing
about
Charlie Sheen.
One more thing about Charlie
Sheen. Is that his presence, which either made us apathetic or angry or somewhere in between, led...
Somewhere in between apathetic and... Go on.
Somehow led to all of us kind of agreeing that maybe 2.5 Men... should and might succeed with Ashton Kutcher as his replacement.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if I succeed, but
I think we all said we might watch it now.
I know.
A little bit.
Who has seen
me.
That show that's under 70?
I said that
Except
the show might be better.
I've seen episodes here and there. It's not good at all, even a little bit. And because it came on syndication, so and something about the way it's produced, and I think it's been on for a while, but because I would only ever... half watch episode. I've never actually sat and like paid attention to an episode, but it's been on in the background while other stuff is happening because it comes after
the
show.
Simpsons.
Yes, that's what it is, The Simpsons. And who's got time to change a channel? But because like something about that show makes it seem like it happened in the mid 90s, and every time I'm reminded now that the Charlie Sheen drama is happening that it's actually on right now.
2011.
I'm like, really? Are you sure? Because something about
I think
the
part of that.
I think the show 2.5 Men has always carried with it some sort of dehumanizing of young people. That it's
hence your emphasis on the half.
Right, it's the half man. Like he's a kid.
Now he's like 20.
Right. So now it should be.
Oh, and he didn't grow up very cute.
2¾.
3 men.
Right. Like I just like kids.
Three men.
Need to bring a baby in.
It says something very. Sorry,
I think
I'm trying to make a political point, and it's just that, no, you get it. I think I'm done.
Yeah.
I think as somewhat of a defender of the multi-camera format, I think it can work, and I think part of our collective distaste toward those shows is that the single cam format has been a lot more popular these days. It's been a lot more prevalent. And but I think it's still something worthwhile.
Well, it's all about the writing.
I
think that that's a huge part of
writing
it.
Writing and
well,
the cast. And to be fair, I think 2.5 Men, it's not a show that any of us are going to enjoy.
Right.
But when it started, I watched it a little bit, and it was well done for what it was.
It's a
and
Chuck Lorre show.
I mean, that's why it's a successful show, is because... the cast worked well together. John Cryer's and Charlie Sheen had good sitcom interactions with each other. It wasn't anything particularly groundbreaking, But so the fact that they're taking him out of the show, Charlie Sheen, and putting Ashton Kutcher in the show should be interesting, at least to see how it all works together.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see Mr. Demi Moore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's pretty, and he's good at the kind of show you were just describing.
I agree.
That multicam.
Yeah. Well, and think about how many new multicam shows there are this fall, too.
Yeah, there's a lot more of an influx of those shows again.
But Bridget, I think your point is well taken. It looks very 90s.
Yeah, there's something about
the color, color palette is very, like,
maybe that's
Friends.
What it was.
So, yeah. But you wanted to talk about the In Memoriam.
Yeah, unless anyone else has anything to say about Charlie Sheen.
Over it.
Over it. All right. Can we all be over it? One, two, three.
Over it.
And our opinions are valid.
Not yet.
Sorry. Okay.
We'll wait.
I get confused with catchphrases. I guess the other thing, the In Memoriam, which they have to do at every awards show.
Which I love.
Timothy loves it.
I love it too.
I feel fine about it, but I think that Timothy was the first to point out that their choice of song maybe flawed, and I did not care for the style in which it was sung.
The Canadian
or
tenors.
The four men singing it. The Canadian tenors.
Yeah, they're
sorry, fellas, if you're listening. But it was the song that I can only think of as a Rufus Wainwright song, but I don't know if it originally was.
Written by Leonard Cohen.
Katie Lang had a delicious cover of
James Buckley.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Jeff Buckley.
But,
Jeff
Buckley. Most covered song in the entire world of history.
Really? Basically. That's a good fact. And it's called Hallelujah?
Yes.
Is that actually what it's called?
Yeah. Leonard Cohen.
And, it was crappy.
And here's what makes it crappy. Okay, so we're celebrating and honoring the people who have died that made an impact on the industry, and it's a love song. It's a song about, like, a relationship ending, right? And so it's not just like your family has passed, it's like your lover broke up with you. You don't sing that to a bunch of
people you're trying to honor. Somebody decided, hey, this is a song that's been used in montages on TV shows a lot lately. It's pretty. Hallelujah. That's,
watching
you know.
Love scene.
So it, right, I agree Hallelujah. It doesn't make sense for the In Memoriam, but maybe they should use that as just like the Emmys theme, because sometimes I feel like that's my relationship with television, that it's a lover that's left me alone.
Yeah, good point.
You know, and reminiscing about when...
Right. It's like my relationship with the Minnesota Vikings. Heyo!
I don't feel that way about television.
Like
I love television. In fact, I say almost once a week, I love you, TV. Didn't I just say that for real?
Yep.
Recently?
To the television.
To the television.
Like, we were hugging.
I love you, TV.
When you came in, you didn't say hi to Mark and Jeff.
No.
You walked up to the TV and kissed it and kind of caressed it.
Right.
I don't know.
It was a heavy groping.
I think the dry hump was maybe a little unnecessary.
That was odd. I'm not going to lie. The dry hump
was there was a stain on the monitor the whole time.
Okay.
Too far.
Okay.
Too far.
Bone.
Bone.
But I don't know. My stain on the monitor. But I'm a narcissist.
You
quoted yourself too, just like you talked about other authors.
Wait, by saying bone?
Yeah. Didn't you? Who started that?
Tonight? I said.
Mark started.
But you said something we misheard,
say,
misinterpreted.
What I said, I saw Christina Hendricks wearing glasses, and I said, mind blown.
Blown. Right.
But
I thought he was.
And put your hands up.
I thought he was like bone.
Yeah.
But that also applied.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What?
I wasn't quoting myself in that case. I was trying to continue that catchphrase.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
No, yeah.
All
right.
That's cool.
All right.
No, I love TV. And, I mean, a lot of... we're television critics, right? I mean, me, you,
we're
Stephen
somewhere
Wall.
Between fans and critics.
We all are.
Yeah. We're all, yeah.
Stephen
all
Wall.
Of us.
Tweet,
all
a, tweet
all
at us.
Same.
A good critic is also a fan.
Yeah.
just guessing.
I mean, as much as we complain about it, like... there's always going to be more stuff on TV that I like than stuff that I don't like. Like,
really?
I don't know if there's more stuff in terms of, like, what's on the air right now, like, quantity-wise, but there's more that I like about TV than I don't like. So, for every complaint I have, like...
Sorry.
Are you thinking about the stain on the monitor?
No, Qualler's yawn face was really entertaining. Just like your husband yawning while his arms around you and you talking very emotionally.
And he's tweeting. Hashtag boring wife speeches. all right, play the music. I'm done. I love you. I love you, TV.
Cut us off.
I love you.
Cut us off.
Oh, yeah. And so it was during this In Memoriam and... some of us were getting a little sad. I think Timothy made like a poignant comment, or I don't know. People were talking about that they love these things, and it's a, oh, they died. Oh, that's, oh. And Waller was sitting back, leaning back, tweeting, and he just goes, everybody dies. So yeah, everybody dies.
It's true.
I think Alan Ball was the first person to say that.
Yeah.
Right. Is that right?
He's the first person, who pointed out that there's death in the world.
I don't know if he's the first person to say it, but he's the first person to mean it.
Right.
Yeah. He was certainly the first person to make Alan me aware Ball. Of my own mortality.
Right.
I think we're, are we good?
Are we good?
Yeah. So
does anyone want to, do we want to?
So on that happy, any final, delightful.
Final thoughts.
Yeah, final thoughts.
Hey, Emmys, do what you did this year, next year, but don't do it just in the same way, because then we'll make fun of you for doing the exact same thing twice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You did good, Emmys.
Mm-hmm. Nominate David Simon.
I'd say
yeah.
For things.
Everybody Sunday. Dies, but our love of television never will.
That's
good, yeah.
That's
good.
Maybe,
and
I mean,
Jessica,
maybe, you know.
That's Hallmark. I think Jessica, Angela wrote
I like your little Sebastian.
Thank yeah. you. I have been carrying a little.
Unfortunately,
Parks and Rec got shafted.
I know.
Yeah, despite
is it
your T-shirt.
Is it an in remembrance?
Breaking Bad. Well, Breaking Bad was an
original. I know, but I would have liked
it. It's signed, so no.
Best
signed.
I mean, you know what that looks like?
It's amazing.
The illustrator from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Yes.
Oh.
It does very much. Yeah. Scary. Yeah. So anyway, we you know, despite maybe some upsets personally, and even some. Disappointing things that weren't even nominated that we really liked.
There were a lot of
the,
good things.
The show was actually... I think the show itself was really good this year. Jane Lynch was great.
Oh, a lot of strength. Yeah. Lot of
the Office skit was really hilarious, I thought.
Yes, that was funny.
Jesse Pinkman giving meth to Creed was probably...
I think I said, now I'm going to quote myself, that was the best moment in television of 2011. I'm going to stand by that.
And Amy Poehler speaking in Dothraki.
Yeah, language. That was really great.
Mm. Kings and Kings? What's that called?
Game of Thrones.
Kings and Kings. My gosh.
My memory's going. I
it's
can't.
Like,
it was
television, I love you. Right. Have I said that yet? Alright.
And just in case you ever need to be reminded, listeners, thanks for listening to Bloggulator Radio. You can go to thebloggulator.com for the written version and continue to follow us in future weeks.
Because
our opinions are valid.
Hallelujah.